Welcome to the Oakland County News and Information Podcast. I'm Pam Zawissa. Each spring, as the weather gets warmer, police see an increase in the number of door-to-door home improvement repair scams. Oftentimes, these scam artists prey on unsuspecting homeowners, ripping them off of hundreds and even thousands of dollars. With me today is Oakland County Sheriff Michael Bouchard. He will tell us how we can avoid becoming a victim of home improvement scams. Thanks for joining us today, Sheriff Bouchard.
Sure, happy to be with you.
Who tends to be the most targeted victim of home improvement scams?
More often than not, for home improvement scams, it's seniors. For a variety of reasons, they are targeted. They often are home. They are often alone or don't have a verification process or someone else there. And they are often unable to do some of the jobs that are being pitched to them. For example, roof repair. The average senior's not going to put up a ladder, climb on the roof, and fix the roof. So, you know, it's a scam that plays kind of right into that particular niche. And so, you know, some of the common scams are driveway repair, blacktopping, things like that, and roof repair. Those are the two of the most typical ones, but there's obviously a nuance in others that we see. The other thing we see, too, is that they come in pairs, and one will ask to use the restroom, and the other will stay and distract the senior while the one allegedly heading to the bathroom is going in into the bedroom and looking for valuables, jewelry, looking for a purse, rifling through the purse, taking checks from the back so you don't know the checks are missing, things like that. So never let somebody in your house, period, ever, that you don't know exactly who they are and why they're there and if they're legitimate. Secondly, for home improvement, we wouldn't suggest, if it's such a good deal, you can still get a good deal tomorrow. There's no rush today. A legitimate company's not going to say, well, I'm only going to give you this deal, only today, only at this precise moment. You know, most are bonded, insured, and they have references. So somebody comes along and says, well, normally that roof repair would be $10,000, but I'll do it for $500 today. The old adage, if it sounds too good to be true, it probably is. And in this situation, oftentimes what happens, and a lot of these are springtime, the driveway or the roof, they'll say, hey, I just worked on one of your neighbor's homes, and I was in the area, and so I'm already here. I'll give you a special deal. I got my truck, and I got my ladder, and I got my equipment. You know, you want me to check your roof. No charge. I'll just go up and check and tell you what's going on. They go up. They come back down. Oh, my gosh. You know, your valley on your roof needs to be repaired. You know, the snow and ice dammed up, and it looks like you're going to have some issues. But like I said, it's pretty expensive, but today I can do it for $500 or $200 or whatever the makeup number is. And they go up on top of the roof, and they may even hit the roof, you know, for 10, 15 minutes with a hammer, not literally do anything, and then climb back down because they know the senior's not going to climb up on the roof to inspect the work.
Right.
And so oftentimes those are a complete scam. On the driveways, you know, lots of times they'll say, we'll seal coat it, we'll asphalt it, and they use almost a very cheap black paint and just it doesn't really do the job you need or expect. And in both situations, they take the money and literally they run. And again, sometimes they try to gain access to the house for other nefarious purposes to get, you know, valuables or cash out of the senior.
Now, what should someone do if they suspect they're being approached as a victim of, you know, this sort of scam?
Well, you know, A, don't open the door and let them in. You can speak to them through the door and say, hey, I'm sorry, I'm in the middle of something. If you think it's a scam, call the police. We'd rather come out and check out 10 false claims than miss one real potential threat.
What are some tips before someone signs a home improvement contract?
Well, if you're going to sign a contract, first read it entirely. And if you're uncomfortable with it, let someone else read it. Again, there's no rush. Let you know, a son or a daughter or a neighbor or a friend, someone you trust, read it as well. Secondly, references. Good idea. Check their references. Do they have it? Have called somebody that they've done work for in the past and say, you know, tell me about your experience. Did they do good work? You know, all those kinds of things. Are they bonded? Are they insured? What if they fall off the roof or trip in your driveway? Are you, you know, they're going to sue you when it was their issue as a company. So, you know, check those things. You can call a Better Business Bureau. You know, there's a variety of ways to see who you're hiring and what might be the outcome of that activity, you know.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, thank you for sharing this information with us, and hopefully people won't become a victim of these home improvement scams.
Right. They tend to come out very much so as the weather breaks, so that's the time to beware.
Okay. Well, thank you so much.
Sure thing.
For more information and safety tips, please visit the Oakland County Sheriff's website at oaklandsheriff.com. If you'd like to make a comment on this podcast or make suggestions for future podcast topics, please send an email to podcast@oakgov.com. This is Pam Zawissa, and you've been listening to another Oakland County podcast produced by Oakland County eGovernment.